The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday. Already, folks, the 20th of November, 2018. And, wow, I didn't expect to see this early. I expected a lot of dancing around, a lot of deflecting, a lot of pseudo-good stories, news stories put out about the economy. But the stock market is speaking, and what it's saying is, I am tapped out. Now, you know, I've had this conversation with people forever about the cryptocurrencies. And I've always been leery and suspicious of them because of what's it attached to. Well, somebody else wants to buy it, so it keeps driving the price up. Well, Bitcoin, folks, was at 5,000, I think, yesterday. Today it's down 1,000. So it's hovering around 4, and it's not done yet. Many predicting not just Bitcoin, but all the cryptocurrencies are going to basically go through the floor. They're saying that Bitcoin is expected to hit about 1,000. So with anything else, can't call it a Ponzi scheme. It's kind of like a betting pool. You got to know when to get out of the damn thing. Everybody wants in, and the more people that are joining, yeah, guess what? The pot's bigger, but your chances are lessened. See, this is what people don't understand, the odds. So I'm looking at this today and watching the financial news channels, and they look like the Walking Dead. They're sitting there, just literally staring into the camera with their eyes a little bit wide, going, we don't know what we can talk about that has any positive influence whatsoever. This year alone, and I had to back this up just to make sure I heard it right, but the tech stocks in this company, it is a company, folks, it's a corporation. It's really not a slip, but it's not the word I intended, but yeah, in this company, the tech stocks this year have lost $1 trillion. Now, does somebody want to tell me again about 3.7% employment? I just saw Jim Cramer saying, you know what? I've been talking to the CEOs, and they're going, yeah, the CEOs are saying everything has cooled off rapidly. But, Mike, who's the clown that used to be on the business channels, and now Trump hired him as his, is it Larry Kudlow? Larry Kudlow. Yeah, Larry Kudlow just today said the economy is doing great. You know, is it they expect us to know that the politicians are going to lie? I was talking to Mark Anderson a little bit earlier today. He gave me a call. He will, hopefully, he'll be on the air with us next week, along with Jeff Bennett. Couldn't be a better time for this. But I was talking to Mark Anderson today, and I said, you know, Mark, you know, as I look around me, I said, this The economy's great. President Trump's added 4.5 million jobs. Now, you would think that the anti-Trumpers out there, which is just about all the media, would have taken advantage of going, wait a minute, this guy's saying the economy's good and he's, you know, it's an issue that they didn't want to touch because of the midterms, because everything is going so well. Wait a minute. Are the Democrats in a vacuum? Do they not see what I see? If you wanted political ammunition against somebody like Donald J. Trump, you could have used the economy. Wait a minute, Mr. President. It ain't so. He's been saying he's added 4.5 million jobs to the country. Well, that's a good start. Anywhere near 3.7%, reflecting those numbers? Absolutely not. It is not. So the market is getting kind of janky. It's gyrated down 1,000 points in the last couple of days, but it's been seesawing back and forth for a couple of months now. It'll be up 500, and it'll be down 3, and then it'll be up 6, and then it'll be down 5, and back and forth. But it always seemed on the Dow at least to hover around 25,000. And not today it didn't. It's closed down at 24.5, I think. But this is not good news. Prior to Black Friday, now this is what everybody, all the retailers get pumped up about this. You know, they're going to try to make a few earnings to make our sales and our shares look a little bit better to our investors. Well, Charlie, not this year. Not this year. So this is starting to melt down. Little things that you'll hear on this network through people like Paul Preston. Yeah, California's pretty much cooked bankruptcy by March. You know, those little things don't make it in the news. But I'm looking all around me, and all the indicators are there. Now, I don't like to... I really don't like to be too depressing, folks, but when you've got to tell the truth, you've got to tell the truth. And the truth is, it ain't looking real good. Now, 2 days ago, I saw this story in the Detroit Free Press. And I looked for it today, and it was gone. I really had to dig to pull this one out. Now, General Motors, 2008, was bankrupt. Chrysler was bankrupt. Ford wasn't. Ford Motor Company had a history with its founder of understanding the money game and the sham that's really behind it. And I always look for Ford to make its moves in a timely fashion, especially when they all know about the funny money system, how things are propped up. In 2008, folks, they saw it coming before the banking crisis. What they did was they start selling off their inventory. They didn't want to get stuck with a whole lot of dead cash sitting out there. So that's how they avoided quote-unquote bankruptcy. And nobody really talks about Ford doing that. And because we might want to know the reason, well, how did Ford know and General Motors didn't and Chrysler didn't have a clue? Well, Chrysler, as we saw, our reward, well, they sell out to Fiat. Now it's a foreign-owned country. And this is the company that was bailed out twice. Remember Lee Iacocca and the deal back in the 80s? Yeah. Well, he paid the money back and ahead of time, and good for him. And people were grumbling about that. Well, it's not up to the government to bail out private corporations. Hey, I got news for you. It's one corporation lending a hand to another corporation. Well, it happened again in 2008. Oh, well, we've got to bail these companies out because they're too big to fail. The failure, folks, was not in the companies. The failure was no overwatch on the investment banks, and they went a little crazy, did some god-awful things that should have brought the sentence of death. Because look at the world that they wrecked when they decided to do their mortgage-backed security kabuki dance. Yes, isn't that wonderful? And we're on the hook to pay it back. because we all know governments aren't there to, these corporations don't make widgets and make profits. These corporations just gobble up money and spend it wastefully on everything that they shouldn't be doing. And, you know, it was kind of funny. Last night, I had a talk with a guy that owned a cell phone shop. And I had this mystery thing going on with the cell phone, so I went in there to talk to him. Come to find out that this Mexican fellow, probably 45, maybe 50, back in 2009, he told me he quit the banks. I said, you work for the bank in 2009? He said, oh, yeah. Then we got into this discussion about true debt. And he came up with something that was a modification of what I said the government shouldn't be in, but they are, and can't seem to get themselves out of. Do they really want to? Because this is a voting trick that they always pull on. Well, you don't want your Social Security to go up, belly up, do you? We need Medicare and Medicaid. No, what we needed was free market as the solution to the problem and the government not being in there. But he said something interesting. And I had told him, I said, $1 to $1.4 quadrillion? And the government hasn't trimmed a damn thing out of its budget. We just spent almost $1 trillion on the military while China and Russia is investing in their infrastructure. Because you know what? Things decay and fall apart at the same rate. Doesn't matter if you're a communist contraption or a capitalist contraption. It's the laws of physics. Things get old, crumble, and die, okay? And that's what has happened to that economy in 2008. But let's keep walking around, playing pocket pool, whistling, with our eyes rolling through the graveyard. So, you know, here we are. So the guy says, well, what they should have done, rather than bailing out the banks and everybody else, they should have given everybody $1 million. Now, keep in mind, I said he worked for the bank back in 2009. And I said, you know, it's funny you should say that. I said, I was just tongue-in-cheek talking about Medicare and Medicaid. And this was, oh, gosh, folks, over 20 years ago. I said, you know, rather than taking anybody into the system, the people that are in the system, you cut off enrollment, that's it. You keep the system going until the last person leaves the building and they've got to turn out the lights. But you put an end to Medicare and Medicaid. Put an end to it. Now, all things being equal, in a business competitive world with business and service and people vying for customers and trying to do business the right way, you know, competition makes better price, lower cost, better product as well, better service. We all know that. But the government just likes to manage, or should I say, mismanage things. But my solution was, for what they were going to be paying out in Medicare and Medicaid, you just send everybody $1 million check. Say, here you go. You're out of the system. Spend wisely. And it would have been a lot cheaper for just 1 year's expenditure, what the government was putting out for Medicare and Medicaid. But this guy, no. Shouldn't have bailed out the banks and the companies. What we should have done is given everybody $1 million. And then I asked the important question. So if the government, that really doesn't generate any of its own money, gives 300 million Americans $1 million apiece, I guess that's doable. I've seen them spend wildly on other things. But who's on the hook to pay for that? So we'll continue servicing. I like this term that they use. Servicing the debt. You know what that means? In actuality, that means just paying the interest on the debt without ever touching the principal. You're servicing the debt while this debt services you. And people in the cattle industry knows exactly what servicing is. All right. So I said, you know, I said they shouldn't have bailed out the banks. This would have been a hard road to go down, but it should have happened. The banks should have gone under. All they did was consolidate and bought each other out. I think, what have we got now? Five banks left now? Mm-hmm. Five banks. And rather than bailing those banks out and the businesses, they should have just said, well, let the damn thing crumble. Wait till the dust settles. We'll pick up the pieces and move on. At that point would have been a perfect time to introduce something of an honest currency. Something of an honest currency. How close they would have gotten, I don't know. But I looked at him and I said, well, you know, the trick that they pulled, after all these trillions of dollars in bailouts to banks, foreign businesses, I didn't know the United States even had the wherewithal to even do that, but we bailed out foreign corporations. And I said, I asked the guy, I said, where did that money come from? It's the same damn place that your $1 million to each individual would have come from. From the checkbook. From the checkbook that they've written a mortgage on everybody's future in this country. Folks, there's a lot of bad things in this world happening. And try not get too depressed about it. I try not to. It's real hard to crawl from the floor into my chair and then up in front of the microphone. You get too down, you don't want to really go there. But this is becoming more obvious to more and more people is what are we doing here? As I told Anderson today, I said, you know, collusion, let's talk about collusion. I said, this whole Russiagate thing, you know, Trump was colluding with the Russians and 2 years, and that turned out not to be true. I said, I'll tell you where the real collusion story is. With everybody and all the media not challenging it, hey, the economy's doing great. Unemployment's at 3.7%. 4.5 million people went back to work. Where's the other 88 million that are still out of work? So, the other day, you want to talk about flashback. General Motors wanted at least 7,000 workers to take a buyout. Why? Because layoffs loom. Well, wait a minute. They got their bailout money in 2008. The economy is doing great. Oh, but the headline kind of lied a little bit. It's not actually 7,000 workers. It's like 18,000 workers. General Motors is offering voluntary buyouts. Now, these aren't the blue-collar workers. These aren't the laborers on the line, on the floors, and the plants. No. These are the white-collar people. General Motors hoped at least 7,000 white-collar workers would sign up by noon Monday for a buyout offer, but managers told employees last week that it was likely to fall short, raising the prospect of significant layoffs. The number volunteering for the offer is likely to be closer to 4,000 based on estimates by an actuary, somebody's actuary table. Some GM employees said managers had already told them. Now, that means that 3,000 or more salaried workers in North America could be terminated starting in January if the automaker, in fact, opts for forced job cuts, which it said it would consider if buyouts fell short. That's the message some GM managers gave salaried workers during department meetings held Thursday and Friday of last week. Several employees who attended the meetings told the Free Press, the meetings were an 11th-hour attempt to help employees with 12 or more years with GM to decide whether they want to take a voluntary buyout. Now, GM employees who talked to the Free Press did so in condition of anonymity because their jobs are at risk. Now, you're going to see the fallacy in this in a second here. The meetings were presented as an informational, and GM managers told employees, nobody's under pressure to sign up or fear they'll be terminated or threatened with firing if they don't sign up. Now, this former senior level GM manager spoke with several employees. GM leaders haven't decided what they're going to do if there's a shortfall. If they don't hit 7,000, said the source, they said they just might start the process in mid-January for involuntary release. But here comes the best part. Let's take this break. I don't know if this is faulty reporting or this is actually the thinking of GM management, but something smells like a rotten fish to me. Let's take the break. We'll be right back. Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Now, a GM spokesman would not confirm that date or that GM would pursue involuntary cuts. He said he was not aware of any company-wide meetings. If there were meetings, they would have to have been by staff, he says. He also said he was not aware of any figures or targets the company has set or would share with workers. Now, that's everybody else talking. They go and stick a microphone on this guy's face, and he goes, I don't know anything. GM has said it must trim costs amid rising prices of raw materials. Folks, go buy a burger. Go buy any food. You see what the prices are? That's called inflation. So a GM spokesman said that it must trim costs amid the rising prices of raw materials and plateauing car sales. So on October 31, CEO Mary Barra sent an email to all 50,000 salaried GM employees in North America saying the automaker is offering voluntary buyouts to 17,700 salary employees. Oh, wait a minute. What happened to the 7,000 mentioned in the headline of the story? Because the 7,000 isn't an actual number. It's closer to 18,000. Now, GM has already said if it can't achieve enough cost-cutting savings between the buyouts and other cost-cutting measures, it might consider involuntary job cuts after the first of the year. Wait a minute. I just said, wait a minute. Well, maybe the middle of the year. No. This is going to happen January 1st. GM will complete the voluntary buyouts by November 29th, 9 days from now. The managers we've talked to are already making the list and will select their cuts in January. On January 15th, the guy said GM will announce the involuntary job eliminations and walk people out. Yeah, 12 years or more, bye-bye. We're walking you out. And anybody that's ever had that happen, you know, you're at your desk, and then you get a cardboard box. And then you put your itty-bitty in the little itty-bitty box, and security there is to walk you out of the building as if you're in retribution, you're going to try to burn the place down or something. They trusted you enough to hire you, to allow you to work for them, and then when the sword of Damocles is hanging over your scrawny little neck, you're walked out by security. It's just so compassionate. I just love it. The buyout package includes 6 months' pay and 6 months of health care coverage. Those who opt to take the buyout have until the end of the year to continue with GM with severance effective January 1. So they walked back and forth in the story. No, we're not cutting any. Well, yeah, it's 7,000. No, it's 17,000. No, it's 18,000. And this is going to be done. The voluntaries are going to be processed by the end of this month. Now, well, the last time this happened, I went to work for General Motors in 1979. They were hiring hand over fist, and they really didn't care. Not that I was a bad employee, but they didn't care who they hired. They just needed bodies in there grinding out parts. And I think they knew what was coming, because 79, they just were producing cars hand over fist. Well, and then what happened? Well, that's right. I think I went to work for General Motors for a whole year, maybe a whole year, and then laid off because there was a little recession. Does everybody remember this back in the 80s? Well, what did they do? They did the same damn thing. They gave a bunch of white-collared salaried people the axe. But I don't remember it being this high. Now, GM and Ford and Chrysler, they have not expanded a whole lot. So I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, you know, the layoff ratio to number of people that they have employed, this is even worse than it was back in the early 80s. I think it was 81 that was it. And then a few years after that, GM decides that, hey, we're top heavy with labor here in the state of Michigan. We're going to cut 30,000 employees. Out the door they went. Now, of course, they were reconfiguring the company, outsourcing a lot of stuff. There used to be jobbers that had contracts with GM to produce parts. Well, thinking of the bean counters going, how can we save money? Oh, somebody suggests we outsource. Well, that's a bidded contract. It goes out, and the bids come in, and the product, and results, and all that stuff, and they award the contract. It's no longer parts made by GM employees to build GM parts to build their GM cars. No, it's a consortium of parts here, there, and everywhere. And there were so many people, folks, that built businesses, supply chain businesses around the automakers, that the automakers supported a lot of people and a lot of businesses. This is not the case anymore. I don't trust the Detroit News, the Detroit Free Press. It's as liberal as you can get, and I never believe any of their headlines. You have to pick through the story to find out what the story is really about. Really, really about. We'll take the break. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, these large stock market declines are starting to become a regular thing, and tech stocks are getting hit particularly hard. But we have been in a bull market for such a long time that many investors are having a difficult time comprehending what is happening. You know, I guess on Wall Street, folks, the old saying, what goes up must come down, I guess they don't believe that. Many just keep believing that their beloved tech stocks will eventually bounce back because they just can't accept the fact that the party's over. At this point, all the FANG stocks have officially entered bear market territory. Facebook is down 39.5% from their 52-week high. Amazon is down 25.4%. Oh, and Christmas is coming. Everybody's shopping online. Yeah. Tell me that lie again. Netflix is down 35.6% and Google is down 20.3%. And since many throw in Apple to make the acronym, FANG, F-A-A-N-G, we should also note that Apple stock price is now down more than 20% from its peak. The tech stock crash that so many have been waiting for has arrived, and many analysts believe it's going to get a whole lot worse. Now, in this story, off of the Economic Collapse blog, they're saying the combined market value of Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google has fallen by $610 billion so far. That's not including all the tech stocks. On Fox Business Today, they put out the big red letters on the screen saying $1 trillion loss in tech stocks this year, all total. So we're just talking about the big boys. And, oh, by the way, Facebook? Remember me telling you in Pennsylvania what they did with fine people's retirement funds? Where did they invest it? In Facebook. So what does Facebook turn around and do? They get all politically correct, want to throw out conservatives that are trying to inform other people. They cleaned house. Not a good move, but they did it anyhow. And again, the questions are being shouted out. Who's this Mark Zuckerberg and why is he still running Facebook? Well, my question is, Mr. Zuckerberg, what in the hell do you think you're doing? And more importantly, these people that manage, these managers, that's what they call them, the fund managers and, oh, the retirement benefits managers and, oh, yeah, they manage to invest in everything. You don't know where they've invested the money, and they're certainly not going to tell you that I'm doing a piddly poor job here. They're just not going to admit it. But when you're investing money in companies that their value is going through the floor, what do you think that's going to do for the retirement portfolios? Now, most Americans don't even realize that tech stocks have been crashing, and many of them simply assume that their investments are safe. Yeah. At one time, Facebook was considered to be a very safe investment. Now down, as I said, 39.5% of the value. Now, the way they're wording this, they're saying Facebook was considered to be a very safe investment, but now 35.5% of the value of Facebook has already been completely wiped out. And it looks like November will be Facebook's third month in a row in the red. And that'll be the longest monthly losing streak that it has ever had. And still, a lot of people are shocked that this is happening so rapidly. But really, the only surprise is that it's taken this long for these massively overvalued stocks to crash and burn. The truth is that these companies have been priced beyond perfection, so when even the smallest piece of bad news comes along, investors can start to panic. They were talking on the financial shows today. Well, you know, people do make money in market downturns. Until the people that do or used to take advantage of the market downturn had money that they could shift from one place to another, that they had money that they could shift. Do they have the money anymore? I don't think you're going to see a bunch of people piling on Facebook. They're going to wait till the bottom's out and then buy again. The air's been let out of this balloon, folks. And things might even look a little bit more ominous for Facebook. As Joel Colina of Wedbush recently noted, the number of people that are using Facebook on a daily basis in North America is falling. Gee, I wonder why. You know, maybe you weren't politically driven. Maybe you weren't Antifa. Maybe you weren't with the socialist or the communist of America. Maybe you were just a user that got up there and thought it was fun to pal around and share pictures with your friends on Facebook. People you don't know, but you give away intimate details to, but never mind that. Those people are even starting to leave Facebook because they didn't like how people were being treated, regardless of their political outlook on things. Not a smart thing to do when your company is facing downturn to start throwing deplatforming and throwing people the hell off of your site. But you see, Mark Zuckerberg doesn't care because he's got his. He's got his money. If Facebook went away tomorrow, so what? Ah, but the fund managers that come in there and bought Facebook, well, they're going to care, and more importantly, their people are going to care. The people whose retirement checks, for right now, are still being sent in the mail to them or electronically transferred. But in the very near future, that could come to a grinding halt. Now, do you think you're going to see a lot more people pissed off than, say, you did in the 2016 elections? Where people just intrinsically knew they didn't care if it was Donald Trump or Donald Duck. If Donald Duck come out and make America great again, okay, they would have voted for Donald Duck. wait to the people that are depending for the pay bills to stay alive on their retirement funds, and they're no longer around. Kalina of Wedbush says problems in the company have been evident longer than this month. If you go back to the earnings report back in July, they missed across the board, and what really jumps out at me is that we are seeing declining daily and monthly active users in North America, or stalling, what they're calling stalling active user metrics in North America. They're declining in Europe, and the only region that are seeing any growth is in Asia, where the average revenue per user is a lot lower than it is in the Western world. Now, when Facebook decided to start censoring people for their political views on a massive basis, that was the beginning of the end of the company. At this point, they have alienated millions upon millions of users that were once addicted to the service, and that is damage that will never be repaired. And it's inevitable that something newer, better, or more engaging will eventually come along. Not too long ago, MySpace was the unbeatable giant in social media, but then Facebook came along and then crushed them. Now it's clear that Facebook has peaked, and that void is being created as Facebook declines will certainly be filled by somebody else. Or maybe not. Now here's a thought. That people look at these platforms and go, you know what? I waste a lot of time there. We used to talk about quality time with the children and going outdoors and having activities with the children. These are adults, folks. These just aren't kids. These are adults that get sucked into the cyber world never to be seen or heard from again. Hour after hour after hour after hour on a daily basis. There might be some oxygen getting into their brain and they might realize, wait a minute, what the hell am I doing? Wasting half of my available time? Let me see, I spend a third of it sleeping and I'm spending a third of it on Facebook and I only got a third left. You know, and I got to cram work and showering and doing the other things that support my life. Well, maybe they'll get the idea to stay the hell off these social platforms, because what does it really do for you? Here's the answer to that question. Not a damn thing. You want a friend? Go out and get a damn dog. You got too much time in your head? Go volunteer for a soup kitchen. You got that much time? The elderly in your neighborhood, why don't you knock on their door? Mrs. Smith, is there anything I can do for you today? I think people are going to realize that being in a cyber world, and if it happens with the older adults, maybe this will filter down to the newer, up-and-coming, still in puberty, mind you, but soon-to-be adults. Maybe this chain can be broken. Because I see no benefit whatsoever to getting sucked up in somebody's alternative reality in the cyber cloud. It's like anything else, folks. It's smoke and mirrors and no substance. Now, Deutsche Bank, which, by the way, just got hit with a $150 billion fine for evidently laundering money. No, Deutsche Bank wouldn't do that. They're trustworthy. Deutsche Bank says of this situation, 89% of all the asset classes it tracks are negative this year. The worst since, ready? Do we have a drum roll? By the time you find it, it's going to lose its luster. Do we have one? Now! Jeez. No, stop it. I'm going to unplug you in there. I'm going to wipe out your hard drive. Deutsche Bank says 89% of all asset classes it tracks are negative this year, the worst since 1901. This is often how big downturns begin. Gradually, then suddenly, asset prices stew and fester, slowly grinding downward for months, while people maintain the hope that prices will recover. 89% of all asset classes that they track are down in 2018, worse than in 1901. I'm sorry. Can you give me some quotes? And the unemployment is 3.7%, and we've added 4.5 million jobs. And Larry Kudlow says the economy has never been stronger. Trump is saying that this is the strongest economy this country has ever had. Stop it. Stop it. Just stop it. And you think, okay, president's a liar, he's a misogynist, he said that nasty P word, he's prejudicial, he hates blacks, he's just a crap human being. You would think. Now, they couldn't get him on the Russian collusion because that was a fabricated tale. But you think that the Democrats might go after Donald Trump on how well the economy's doing? Oh, I wonder why they're not doing that. Now, we haven't seen anything like this, folks, since the last financial crisis. You know, most people seem to assume that the problems that caused the last financial crisis have been fixed. God, I'm not going to be able to get through this story. The collusion goes on. The collusion is that we hide the truth from the American people. We get up there with our million or multi-million dollar contracts. We're co-feared. We're lit well. We look so good in front of the camera, and then we'll look into the lens and lie directly to your face. That's what we do. Do you think after this banking crisis, do you think if the media would have came out and said, well, wait a minute here. Okay, the worst is past. Now we've got to deal with the negative side of these bailouts to the tune of what? See, we don't even get a figure on that. We know how much value in the markets. We know what was totally lost. And that's not even been pinned down accurately, but somewhere between $1 and $1.4 quadrillion dollars. Do you think in 2009 and 2010, if they would have told people that, people would have said, well, wait a minute here. We've got a problem and we've got to fix it. No. Instead, what we go through is the exact same cycle that we went through after that Black Tuesday in October of 1929, where the banks just sitting around, just waiting for things to get better. And 10 years, folks. For 10 lousy years, that depression lasted. This happened in 2008. This is 2018. Difference this time? They've run out of things to do. Well, we could try quantitative easing again. Wait a minute. No, we can't really do that because the entire markets are down. Well, what are we going to start handing out to businesses just to keep their doors open so they can make payroll for another week without laying off 75% of their people? That's not going to work. Anytime that you have the government coming in and trying to manage business, they manage to make it worse. So, here we sit on November 20th, 2018, right before Black Friday and Thanksgiving shopping and, whoa, Santa's going to get the gift sleigh out and we're going to go shopping. Are we? Are we really? What you're going to hear for the next 6 weeks, folks, is a lot of backtracking and sidestepping and, well, okay, the economy is on the downturn. It's been on the downturn for 10 years. There's a very select group of people out there that have been making money. The rest have made, yeah, they might have turned a profit, but it's not business as usual. The thing that kills business cycles, folks, is the accumulated debt. Every stinking time when the Federal Reserve has to make adjustments and the money supply and starts tinkering around in their little brain fart factory to try to fix what can't be fixed. And the reason I say that is because this is another illusion that we can take a private corporation to manage our... Would you have trusted General Motors? Would you have trusted Chrysler to manage our economy if they were automatically just sat down in a seat and said, here, the job's yours, you're the CEO of holy snapper crappers. Fix the problem. Well, we're asking politicians to come up with policy and no, it ain't going to happen.
because they're meddling with the primal forces of nature, Mr. Beal. It's something you shouldn't be involved in, and every damn time you try to fix it, you just make it worse because the basis of what you're working on is complete BS. Bottom line. Holy soda crackers, I got to take a break. 10 seconds. Good. My drum roll, I get my drum roll now? That's only 15 minutes too late.
None will level on the mind. Nobody of it is worth.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, we haven't seen anything like this since the last financial crisis, and as I stated, most people seem to assume that the problem that caused the last crisis has been fixed. That's not the case. Instead, things were patched together and the global financial bubble was made even bigger.
Now, they're on the short side of this. Simon Black says, instead of giving million-dollar mortgages to unemployed borrowers with a history of default, investors are loaning billions of dollars to money-losing zombie businesses or to governments that are already in debt up to their eyeballs, all while pretending these are safe, credible investments. Total global debt back in 2008 was about $173 trillion, worth about 280% of their GDP. Today, total global debt is around $250 trillion, worth about 320% of GDP. It's only gotten worse. And those are light numbers, folks. Light numbers. Now, the bubble to end all bubbles is starting to burst, and the great chaos is ahead. What we experienced in 2008 and 2009 is nothing compared to what's in front of us, and most Americans have absolutely no idea what's coming. At the moment, the one key thing to keep close eye on is the high-yield bond market. High-yield bonds, also known as junk bonds, crashed really hard just before the financial crisis of 2008 erupted. And guess what? It's now happening again. Even if high-yield bonds didn't go down any further, they have already dropped to a level that indicates that stocks still have a lot more room to fall. But if high-yield bonds do continue to plummet like this, it's a clear indicator that it is time to put your crash helmet on. These are interesting times, and I have a feeling that they are about to get a whole lot more interesting. Now, folks, the obvious thing here is what is at the heart of this? The funny money financial banking system. And hallelujah, more and more people are starting to wake up to the fact, even though they just put their nose to the grindstone, they just did their job every day, took care of the kids, they were functioning like normal. While we're trying to live normal lives, there are forces at work that are abnormal. That it's got fangs, and it's there to suck out all the wealth, and they don't give a damn who it comes from. And if they have to suck enough wealth out of you, like a vampire drain. See, even a vampire had sense. It didn't drain all the blood out of their intended victims. They would go back to feed. Vampires are smarter. These people are not. No, that's a scary thought. The bloodsuckers out there have less of a conscience than a vampire does. So, what we have here, jeez, holy mackerel. You know, the owner of Media Bypass, I can remember sitting in his office almost 30 years ago. And him telling me, you know, every year I keep hearing the financial crisis is going to happen. And he's dead now. But it didn't suit their purposes. They weren't done with their interest for us servicing the debt, which really means paying the interest and never touching the principal. The little bloodsuckers weren't done. They weren't done 30 years ago. They weren't done 20 years ago. They weren't done 10 years ago. But they may be done now because it looks like the markets are going to fall flat on their face. Second hour coming up. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus? For a one-time donation to RBN of only $500, it is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.